Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Hollywood Pileup, your source for celebrity gossip. Now it's Monday. Once again, we are getting a whole lot closer to ending the school year already. And oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. It really feels like we just started. Super duper crazy. Now we have a lot of news for today's show. A lot has happened, you know, since last week. I feel like a lot always happens. I mean, nothing is ever stable in Hollywood. So let's get right into it. Now, we are going to cover today's top stories for the week. Now, after Friday, the world confirmed Bruce Jenner's real identity. Now, in the two-hour special with Diane Sawyer, Bruce Jenner declares, "I am a woman." Now, this interview sparked lots and lots of controversy in Hollywood, and I think all over, because this is a topic that is rarely spoken about, and it's up to 2015. It seems like it's been a topic that has been pretty taboo for a lot of transgender people. Now, the world was just in awe, in shock, because of these declarations, and the two-hour interview was actually very good. Now, they speak about a lot of, you know, different challenges that Bruce had to overcome, and who he spoke to, how he found out, all that good stuff. Now, I was very intrigued when Diane Sawyer asked if Bruce Jenner was gay, because if he is becoming a woman, if he's transitioning into a woman, does that mean that he is a lesbian? And Bruce Jenner right away said no. He says, "I am not a lesbian." And Diane Sawyer tried to retrace. She tried to understand, you know, what exactly his sexual orientation is. And, you know, Bruce Jenner went off to say that people need to stop with that, and that people don't need to be so, you know, involved or focused on the sexual identity, that it's more about who he is, and he has now found exactly who he is, and he says that he is a woman he found inside, that he still has all his male parts, he physically looks like a male, but that he is a woman. He says that he feels like a woman, that there are many occasions in his life when he has reacted and he has truly felt very feminine. And not only that, but the way that he's lived his life, he has said that he has lots of feminine feelings. And it's a little controversial, because he has lived and been married to many women. So he was always been with women, and that's probably the reason why he refused to say that he is gay, because he's not. He has been with women, he's heterosexual, he's just living his life though as a woman, or he is going to begin to. So I applaud Bruce Jenner for, you know, being very brave. Being brave enough to go on and have this public declaration. He is establishing himself now as a woman. And it's a little difficult when covering stories like this, because I, for one, haven't covered many stories like this. And so it's difficult come up with the proper pronouns. Like, what do you say? Do you just say he? Do you say she? And I think it's something that the world also has trouble with, because I've read many articles that cover transgender people, and a lot of them go off of the biological gender. And sometimes it's funny though that the people who they are covering, you know, they'll say, "No, refer to me as a she, refer to me as a he." So far, Bruce Jenner hasn't said anything, so we are going to say Bruce. And he says that he first knew that he was a woman during his first marriage. That's pretty brave. Very brave of him to say that, you know, to openly admit that he was a woman. And to admit this to his wife, to his first wife. She says that she was very shocked when she first heard the news. I'm sure like anybody would be. That's just very, very shocking news to receive at once, especially with the person who you have already vowed to spend your whole life with. So, major, major, major kudos to Bruce Jenner. The whole celebrity world has gone crazy as well. They've all showed lots and lots and lots of support for Bruce Jenner and, you know, this big triumph for him. He says he compares this experience to winning the decathlon in the Olympics. And he says that, know that this is, life is a lot harder than running that decathlon. He says that this is life's biggest challenge that he has had to overcome. So I am very, very proud, you know, that we have somebody who lots of people can look up to and say, hey, you know, it's okay for me to be this way, and it's okay. It's now accepted. A lot of people may not be okay with the idea, and a lot of people are still, you know, stuck in their ways because they don't want to accept that the world isn't just black and white. It's not just one thing or the other. You have to come and accept that people are going to live their lives just very differently sometimes, and it doesn't have to be the same way that everybody else lives their lives. So I think that that's a great thing, and I'm very happy that a lot of people can take this as inspiration, you know, to come out or to even just have, just to spark the conversation, to have a national conversation about what it is to be transgender in 2016. Laverne Cox, she is the first transgender actress that's been white male, and she plays a role in Orange is the New Black, and she said that she's very proud of you, that she's super proud to know that there is somebody else out there, you know, like her. And, you know, it's just the whole, it's a triumph, honestly, for the community, for the LGBTQ community. And we will see how his process goes. Very excited. A lot of his kids were also talking about it. Kim Kardashian, of course, remember when the most famous of the children. She spoke about this, and she said that actually Kanye helped her, you know, understand and come to terms with this new transition. And he says that he compared it, so Kanye compares his feelings with a similar situation to Bruce's. So he says that that music executives made him feel very confused, and they excluded him, you know, and they made him feel bad about his identity in the rap game. Now, Kanye felt like he stood out when his career took off, and, you know, but he also mentions that he was a rapper who had lots of other interests and many things like fashion. But in a world where you have a lot of, you know, major music executives, and they are very masculine, and it's hard to come out and say, hey, you know, well, I have these other interests that may not seem so masculine. So he thinks that those executives totally ignored his true identity, and they were trying to mold him into something that's a little bit more marketable. So that's why he came out first with the big, that's why we feel, and I say we as a public, we feel like there was a transition as well for Kanye in his music as well, because it's true, because music executives are going to market you, they are trying to shape you, and let's be real, they're trying to make money off of you. So for him to come out and say that, hey, I had similar feelings to what Bruce did, that is pretty astonishing. And I feel like it was almost like a public stunt on Kanye, on him and Kanye's, you know, declarations to say, like, okay, Kanye came out as the hero and he helped me understand what Bruce was going through. So I feel like that's the way that it played out. I mean, who knows? I'm not exactly sure if that's real or not, but this is what Kanye had to say about himself and, you know, coming out as a rapper, but with a strong sense of fashion and a strong passion for fashion in the rap community. So he tried to explain that to Kim, and he said that, you know, standing up to those executives was the only way that actually, or was the only thing that brought him actual happiness. So comparing that to Bruce's journey and transformation, I'm sure that she could find a parallel to that story, and she can recognize now that Bruce is going through the same thing. So good job for Kanye for trying to, I guess, mend a bridge between Kim and Bruce, although she always seems a little too, you know, supportive. Who knows, again, it might be for publicity, but that is that. And I'm sure that there's going to be many, many other stories about Bruce Jenner in the following weeks, because this is still a shock. This is still a shock to a lot of people. But following onto the Kardashian-Jenner family, of course, with celebrity gossip without them, Kim Kardashian has also said that her brother, her younger brother, Rob Kardashian, feels uncomfortable in his own skin. And this is what she thinks. She thinks that because he's gained over 100 pounds, the real reason why that's happened is, one, you know, he has a lot of personal situations that he hasn't fully dealt with, like his dad's death. He also had to deal with Lamar, as you recall, Khloé's ex-husband, leaving, you know, his family, because they were very close together, and I'm sure that he was almost like a brother to him, because Robert doesn't have any, like, full-on brothers. So I think that having Lamar in his life was actually very important for him in his life. And then following the breakups, so breakups also, Kim says that it's that was a huge part of his weight gain. And I think that I remember hearing and keeping up with the Kardashians on one episode, they were talking about how he and Rita Ora were dating, but after the breakup, it ended up being really messy and very bad, and the breakup just honestly took a toll on him. He couldn't function anymore. He just went out, partied, ate, and he just truly let go of himself. And it brings us to another topic about body shaming. I know that we've talked about this in plenty of other shows, but it's still continuing. It's still going on. Now, the most recent victim for body shaming was Selena Gomez. Oh my gosh. Like, let me get started with her, because she is beyond gorgeous, and I can't believe that people are actually going off on her and calling her fat. So she says that she did gain a couple of pounds, but honestly, like, really, come on. No. I'm just, like, so shocked that they would even call her fat, because she's probably like a size 2 or 3. And for people to just come up and call her fat, you know, during her vacation, that is just so insensitive of people. But she didn't take it that way. She said, I'm gonna flaunt this. And what she did, she decided to take a picture in her bikini. This was while she was in vacation in Mexico, and I think it was in Puerto Vallarta or Cabo, one of those two. But she was, you know, out there doing her thing in her bikini, and she was giving zero F's, giving zero F's to the world, and saying, you know what, I'm gonna love myself, and everybody else is welcome to do so as well. And if you don't, then get out of here. And I love her for that. I love that she stood up to, you know, the people who are body shaming, because this has been an ongoing problem that we have, especially in America, because we do have all these, you know, the standards of beauty, and you have to be tall and thin, you have to have, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, and, you know, must be a size 00. So I applaud her as well for coming out and just sticking it to it for the people who are out there hating, who are being just trolls. But anyway, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. Keep listening to the Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stax here at radio.dominican.edu. Raise kids and open the eyes to the lies. History's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. Imagine that.
Story, how the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heaps mandatory. Running through Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many estates go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the ace that you save. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or beef felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Sour as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry. Go on,
to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
To choose it, lover, never put out a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country, giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some wanna choose, but they're too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stack. Oh my gosh. Now, have you guys heard the drama between Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon? Well, if you haven't, then let me tell you right now. Because, as you may or may not know, they have been separated. And it's kind of sad. It's sad that they actually, you know, that they're going to go, or that they have been going their separate ways, because I kind of like them as a couple together. I was rooting for Nick Cannon because I thought he was sort of like the underdog, you know, who got the hot chick and all that. And, you know, they actually had a well-working marriage going on for a couple of years, and they even had their twins and everything. But now Mariah Carey is totally like bashing on Nick Cannon. And in her new album called Infinity, she has a kind of like a diss rap, you know, in her new song titled also Infinity. She totally talks about Nick Cannon. She talks about his fame. She talks about his money. And these are some lines from her lyrics. She says, talking about you're mad. Could it be that you just lost the best you've ever had? His fame. Boy, you acting so corny like Fritos. Wouldn't have none of that without me, though. Two, you know, and three, talking about his money. Is it lack of ice got you so cold? Have you ever felt like this on your own? Why you trying to play like you're so grown? Everything you own, boy, you still owe. Oh, dang. Oh, my God. I'm all for a diss rap. But dang, that is kind of cold. That is totally like, damn, bashing on him. Like, poor Nick. I kind of feel bad for him. Like, you know, he would, you know, say like, yeah, you know, I finally got the girl or whatever. But now he's back and he's lonely. He's lonely. He's got nothing now. And dang, that kind of just sucks for him. But who knows? Who knows why they broke up? It was really weird because she actually spent Easter Sunday with Nick and with the kids, and I thought that they had, you know, a small room for reconciliation. But this song just totally just slammed all possibilities. But we don't know. It may not be about him, but I'm pretty sure that this is about him, because who else would she diss on, you know, so hard like that? And you know, it's just a lot going on. But in some other feuds, here we have Kylie Jenner versus Blac Chyna. And I know that this feud has been long standing. But now we have Blac Chyna acting as the perpetrator for the feud. Now on the picture on Instagram says it all. So she's throwing super mad shade at Kylie Jenner. Blac Chyna, who's Tyga's ex baby mama, posted a picture last week that made the trolls on the internet seriously go crazy. And they put two and two together, you know? When the ex-stripper posted a picture with bright red wax lips, everybody totally noticed that she resembled Kylie Jenner's new look. Now, keep in mind that this was amidst of the Kylie Jenner lip challenge, if you recall to last week. And this was a whole new trend that teens across the country were, you know, attempting. And they were trying to just recreate Kylie Jenner's big lips, which, by the way, I'm sure she had some plastic surgery, some sort of lip injections, because let's be real, you cannot get your lips that way with just lip liner. You have to use some sort of like lip plumping thing. But I was honestly very surprised at Kylie's response to the lip challenge, and this is what she had to say. She says, "I'm not here to encourage people, young girls, to look like me or think that this is the way that they should look. I want to encourage people and young girls like me to be yourself," in all caps, "and not be afraid to experiment with your look." Now, let's keep in mind that she's 17 years old. And let's also keep in mind that because of her fame, she has the power to influence her 21.8 million followers on Instagram and on Twitter. So she is incapable of taking such roles seriously, you know? She's promoting her behavior. And I know that she's 17, but come on, like, have a bit of like logic and have some, I don't know, just try and mature a little. Like, she is clearly maturing physically, if you can even call it that, because everything in Hollywood is so fake nowadays that you got fake butts, fake boobs, fake this, fake that. So who knows if that's what she even looks like. But you know, honestly, she just needs to be honest. And I think that that declaration that she made over Twitter wasn't even very, like, I guess, sincere or truthful. It wasn't a good example of what not to do. So she could have said, "Hey, everybody, you know, like, don't do this," or don't, like, just putting an end to it. But instead, she's saying, "I want to encourage people to experiment with their look." So what does that mean? You know, that means, like, it's like an open invitation to, like, yeah, keep doing this, but just don't involve me. So she's kind of just like wiping her hands clean in this drama going on. But yeah, she's out there, you know, she's out there doing her thing. Have you seen her freaking pictures lately on Instagram? Kind of crazy. She is just crazy. But let's bring it into some California love, because we are in Cali and today is such a beautiful day. Oh my god, love this weather. It's finally gonna be getting a lot warmer now, and I'm excited for that. I don't know about you guys, but I am. Whew. Now, when we talk about sports, which I hardly do, because let's be real, I am not very athletic. But I was watching on TV that the Mayweather, you know, versus Pacquiao fight. I was reading online too that people in a whole country, which is Mexico, people in Mexico are going to be getting the fight for free. So, and that goes for people who don't want to pay $100, you know, for the fight. So if you want to head south, you want to go to TJ, you want to go, you know, somewhere else to watch the fight, you know, everybody in Mexico is going to be watching that fight for free. Now, the World Boxing Council actually confirmed this, and they said that two major Mexican TV networks have agreed to air the fight via Televisa and Azteca. So, oh my god, if you are in Mexico and you have those channels, which you probably do, then you're good. You are good to watch it. And the World Boxing Council says that Televisa and Azteca must be recognized for their great commitment for bringing to Mexico this bout for free. This has never ever happened in any country of the world. And in case just in case you didn't know, but Mexico also happens to have a major sponsor, you know, of the fight. And the official beer for the fight is Tecate. So, I mean, they want you to watch it. They want you. And I think that this might be a good marketing strategy for them, because if a lot of people are watching this for free and you ain't got to pay out of pocket, and you're watching these Tecate commercials and you're in Mexico and you're hot as hell, then of course you're going to want to go out there and grab a beer for yourself and then just enjoy the fight for free. I mean, who wouldn't? But that is really cool. And I like that they've never done that ever, you know, in any country. So that is a very, very cool story. But in some U.S. news, did you guys see the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Obama had that public speech and he had, you know, his anger translator? That was pretty freaking funny. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that our president is seriously up there and has his anger translator, out there as well. And I was pretty happy with what I was seeing too. It was really funny, very funny that he had what's his name? You know, the guy from Key and Peele. Gosh, let me try and remember his name. Luther, I think. Yeah, I think that's his name. But the way that he had the jokes, oh my God, where he says, "I often joke about tensions between me and the press, but honestly, what they say doesn't bother me. I'm a mellow sort of guy. And that's why I invited Luther, my anger translator, to join me here tonight." And then he goes off and he's like, ah, like, what? Like, you know this and you know that. It was pretty funny because I got to see like a different side of the president. Never in my life had I ever seen a president be so mellow and be so just, you know, relaxed about having a comedian next to him and translate for him in that way. And I mean, it didn't take away from his actual speech. I think it actually made it a lot more entertaining, but also it gave it a little bit of extra oomph, you know, because, you know, his topics were still there. He was still talking about the U.S. and what it needed and what it lacked and all that kind of stuff, but it totally just, it did it for me. And it got a lot of great responses from the audience as well. You can tell that they were just having an amazing time. They were having a really good time and just, you know, all that. And but my favorite part, though, honestly, my favorite part was at the end, when Obama at the end, he's like, look at what's happening right now. Every serious scientist says we need to act. The Pentagon says it's a national security risk. And this is when he was talking about climate change. And he says, Miami floods on a sunny day, and instead of doing anything about it, we've got elected officials throwing snowballs in the Senate. It's crazy. What about our kids? What kind of stupid, short-sighted, irresponsible mother effort? No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that, but it would have been hella funny if he did. And then finally, you know, his anger translator. He's like, with all due respect, sir, you don't need an anger translator. You need counseling. And the crowd goes crazy and woo. And they were just having a ball. I when I was watching this, though, I was really pleasantly surprised that I saw Jane the Virgin on there. I don't know if you guys watched the show, but oh my God, I'm like totally addicted to it because, hello, it's like super funny and yeah, it's just amazing. But it was like a very cool surprise. I was like, hey, I know her. I was like, hey, I watch her on TV and she's on TV again. But she's in the White House, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like, what is she doing there? But then she posted a picture on there on Instagram, and it was fun. But we're going to take another very quick break. You're listening to The Hollywood Pileup at radio.dominican.edu, and keep on listening. Keep listening.
Ship crisp, spit it up. Hold right, get your nut till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get a slam boom. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls? Lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those extra O's. By the heat, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end.
Come on.
Understand we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV look greedy. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars in power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO staff, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Mercedes, take hits from the 80s, but do it sound so crazy? For me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat, where my check be? Problem with y'all, I said directly.
That's right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Yeah.
Boy,
you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Hollywood Pileup with your host, DJ Stack. We're here at Penguin Radio, giving you the latest news in celebrity gossip. That's right. Now, oh my god, I feel like such a little kid, but last night, I was doing my homework, like I do every Sunday night, because you know that we all do it, and we all end up doing it on the last minute. But anyway, I was doing my homework on, you know, last night, and the TV was on, and my little sister was watching it, and she was watching the Radio Disney Music Awards, and I totally just had to watch, because I was just, I don't know, but I like making fun of people, on award shows like that, kind of immature of me, but it's okay, because it was really funny. Anyways, the first person who I want to talk about is nothing funny about her. No, she is so freaking pretty. And this is the one and only Miss Jennifer Lopez. She is the American Idol judge, of course. But she went to the Radio Disney Music Awards. And I was like, oh my God, you are so freaking pretty. Like, keep doing your thing. Like, I can't believe you're almost 50. Kind of, I think. I think she's like in her mid-40s. But it's okay. Mid-40s, early 50s. It all tends to be a blur after you turn 30, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm not 30. But anyways, I saw Nick Jonas and his girlfriend Olivia Culpo. Oh my gosh, they are, wow, when they have babies, they are gonna be just the most gorgeous creatures on this earth. They are so freaking cute together. And then when Nick Jonas had, you know, he went to perform, oh my gosh, can we just talk about his Calvin Klein ad though? Because, oh my God, seriously, let me open up a window, because it was, wow. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you were on Disney. Like, look at you. Like, you are just all over 10. 10, 10, 10. And of course, you know, his girlfriend is an equal 10. You know, she's really pretty too. But I was surprised to see Carly Rae Jepsen. Like, girl, you are almost 30. Like, what are you doing at the radio music, just at the freaking Radio Disney Music Awards? Okay, now I know that J-Lo was there and she's almost 50, but hey, J-Lo's one thing. Carly Rae Jepsen, like, come on. Call me maybe, call me never, because she was not looking good. I don't know what is wrong with her and trying to look like a 12-year-old, but that new do that she has going on is not working for her. She has like a very, very cropped bob cut, and she has like full-length bangs across her forehead, and you know, she has like her like red auburn hair color, and what she wore on the red carpet, she looked like an assistant. Like, maybe even an intern who is, like, really old but, like, still trying to fit in with the cool kids, you know? She had on, like, a button-up blouse with, like, some blingy, dangly thingies from her collar. And she had a white blazer on with a black clutch and with, like, jeans or, like, black pants. I don't know. I think Carly Rae Jepsen, I'm sure that you've made a lot from the Call Me Maybe song, so I'm sure that she can afford like an actual cute dress, or even just, I don't know, even just like a cute romper. But she was looking a hot mess. Nope, veto. Let's not do that. But anyways, so there's this girl group called Fifth Harmony. I don't know if many people are familiar with it, but they are very like popular with like tweens, and honestly, like, I kind of like their music. I'm not a tween, but it's okay, because music is music. But anyway, they were looking really good. Now they have five female singers, and they all, you know, sing together. They harmonize so beautifully. Oh my gosh, they sound really amazing, and plus they're very good looking together, and they killed it on their performance. So yes, that was a total yes. There was a lot of celebrities out there as well. There was Jennifer Gardner. She was there. And then Yara Shahidi. She was, she's the star from Blackish. I don't know if you guys have seen that show, but that show is really funny too. It's like this new sitcom of a black family, you know, trying to assimilate into a white neighborhood. And it's pretty funny. They have, what's her name? She looks like Diana Ross. Ellen Tracy, she's on there, but it's really funny. And then for the show, Zendaya was hosting it, and she totally just changed her looks, like, at every different segment. She was just from, like, one wig to the other. She was like, no, honey, Juliana is not going to talk smack about me anymore. I'm going to change my hair. No, I'm kidding, but I'm sure that's not what the intention was, but it's really funny though that that happened. And a lot of people tend to like Tori Kelly. So I first heard about her when I was on YouTube, and I would like look up all these, you know, album covers or what are they, single covers, and I would try to like sing, you know, along with it, because I thought I had like a very good voice back then, and I was like, oh yeah, I was like totally getting it, but no. And then I came across her videos and I was just blown away. And I'm really surprised at how far she's come and how successful she has become. So good for her. Good for you, Tori Kelly. But that was very cool. But yeah. And did you guys see that Blake Lively shared some new pictures of her, oh my god, super hot husband, Ryan Reynolds? Oh my god, he's so hot. Anyway, she posted a picture, and it's sort of like a meme, and it says, studies show that if you are afraid of spiders, you are more likely to find one in your bedroom. And then it says, I'm afraid of Ryan Reynolds. You guys get it? Because it's really funny. I really hope that you get the joke. Like, really. Because if you're afraid of spiders, they're most likely going to show in your room. And she's saying, I'm afraid of Ryan Reynolds, so I'm like hoping that he shows up in my room. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Anyways, but yeah, he is very, very hot. And she's starring in The Age of Adeline. I'm very excited actually to see that movie. I really want to go see it. And, you know, she also shares some pictures from the scenes and lots of that good stuff. But yeah, we're gonna take another little quick break, and when we come back, we have some more celebrity news for y'all. So stay tuned, keep on listening to radio to Penguin Radio. Yeah, Penguin Radio. Keep on listening to Penguin Radio. Hey everybody, welcome back to Penguin Radio. You're listening to The Hollywood Pileup with me, your host, DJ Stax. Now, oh my god, I have some funny news for you. You guys remember Dave Chappelle? Because it seems like a lot of people are not remembering him. And it's funny that he's getting mad, you know. He's getting mad because he's had some new shows, some comedy stand-up shows. He has been on tour now, and it's supposed to be like, you know, his comeback or whatever. And a lot of people have been buying the tickets. They have been buying them instantly, and they've been selling out in minutes. But people now who have gone to the show are saying that, you know, the performance is just not as great. They're just like, no. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad, though, because a lot of people are going on Facebook and social media and saying how displeased they are with their performance and that they want their money back and all that. And now this was in Detroit, Michigan. So this was on April 23rd that this happened. So he had a couple of shows lined up. So maybe like two shows lined up, you know, while in Detroit in the Fillmore Theater. And for the second night, there was a bunch of fans who just booed and they demanded their money back. One of them said on Facebook, "Horrible. Don't go. Second show last night was ridiculous. Walked out. Did not get what I paid for. Refunds, please." And somebody else said, "Can we get a refund? Was at the second show and he was wasted." So maybe he's not even enjoying himself anymore. Maybe he's not, because why would you go on a show and, you know, not give it your all? Why would you go out there and just make a fool out of yourself? And I saw a couple clips of the actual performance, and he, you know, people were right. People were just like, no, you know, like, I don't know. But anyway, in some other news, some kind of bittersweet news. Now, I thought that the movie Furious 7 was going to be the end to the sequel because, hello, like, the best actor, you know, Paul Walker, has now passed on, you know, and he's no longer with us. But it seems like the franchise is going to keep on moving ahead with the project. And the actual Fast and Furious, you know, franchise declared or said that there is a movie in the works, and it's called Furious 8, or I don't know, Fast and the Furious 8. But anyway, the 8th movie to the sequel, to the series. And it's gonna come out on April 14th of 2016. So next year. So next spring, it'll come out. So similar timing as the one this year, but maybe a little bit before. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. There's been people saying that it's gonna be a lot of remembrance for Paul Walker, and they're actually just gonna focus a movie on him. I'm kind of hoping that it is, and we're gonna see, you know, how that one works, because I'm excited. I love all the Fast and Furious movies, so we'll just have to go out and watch it next year, April 16th or 17th, one of those days, but early spring next year. And that'll be fun, because I want to see what else is out there. Now, oh my gosh, you know that we've talked about Amber Rose and her baby daddy drama, you know, like Black China too. Well, it seems like now she is bang, bang, banging Machine Gun Kelly. Get it? kind of funny. No, but anyways, they were actually seen together on, you know, not on an airport, but in the airport while Machine Gun Kelly picked her up, you know, and they were walking around with their hands you know, together and all that kind of stuff. And when they met each other at Baggage Claim, they totally just like were like snuggling up in there, and he was definitely grabbing some handfuls of booty and all that kind of stuff. I'm just wondering what Wiz Khalifa has to say, and I'm just wondering also how or why, you know, this change of mind, you know, in Amber Rose, because previously, I don't know if you guys remember, but she had a series of like text messages that she sent out to Wiz Khalifa saying like, hey, you know, like I want you back, and I think that we can make this work again. And just saying that he was the love of her life and all that good stuff. So, I don't know. We'll see how this story unravels. But it's kind of shady, too, though, that they both have a song. So, Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa both share a beat in the song called Mind of a Stoner. I don't know, but it seems like Amber Rose has kind of like a type, you know, she has a type going on over here, you know, the skinny dude, skinny tattooed guy with, you know, high all the time, I guess that you can say. So kind of funny, not funny, but yeah. And then we have Brody Jenner, which, oh my god, he totally dissed Kim Kardashian on Instagram. And he posted a picture of himself and with his girlfriend, Caitlyn Carter. And he's saying on the caption, he says, look, Caitlyn Carter and I finally get to go to a wedding together. Now, that is total shade, because if you guys hadn't noticed, Kim totally didn't allow Brody to take his girlfriend to her wedding. And... and it's pretty funny, though. It's very funny because she didn't allow them to go to, you know, she didn't allow him to bring a plus one to her wedding. And yeah. Kim Kardashian, though, said, I'm very happy for them. We have to have Brody and Caitlyn there. You know, all that kind of good stuff. But then she said, having a hard time not putting a few people on blast who were not supporters beforehand but want to act like they were all along. All these issues, I swear, all these issues and drama with them. I guess that's just the life of the rich and famous. You know, sometimes I want to be famous, or no, not famous, I just want to be rich. I just want to be able to pay off my college loans, pay off my college debt. That's what I want to do, and have a good career, and just be peaceful. I'm glad, though, that we don't have to deal with the whole paparazzi thing, and oh my gosh, that just gets really exhausting. But, you know, hey, they chose to live that way, so now they got to deal with it. But anyway, everybody, thank you all so much for listening to another episode of The Hollywood Pileup with your host, DJ Stacks. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Enjoy your week. Prepare for finals and all that good stuff. So we all will see you here next week. Bye, everybody.